Girls' night out, what a fun event. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to go. Maybe men are. I want to find out. One of the speakers at the tour is Tess Scott, and she's with us right now. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning. This is so exciting. Are you excited about this?
Well, you know what? Girls' night out, it sounds like I'd be excluded. I'm not sure. What.
Yeah.
You've spoken to a lot of women, Tess. Tell us a little bit about your ministry and what you do.
Okay. I say that I'm a Christian speaker, I'm an author, and I'm a black sheep turned Jesus girl. So I love to encourage women how to find hope in their freak show lives. My book is called Listen, Sister, Finding Hope in Your Freak Show Life. And so I go around, usually churches, sometimes other groups of women. We were last week in Sarnia in the library auditorium, so just like a public venue, and sharing hope with women and encouraging them. And it is just the best. It's so fun. It's so fun.
Now, what inspired you to do this, like to encourage women particularly?
Yeah, well, I really didn't really want to do it at first. You know, it was one of those things where you know what God's telling you to do, and then you decide you don't want to do it. And I don't know about you, but that never has ever worked out for me. But I'm a slow learner. So I knew that after a bunch of things that happened in my life, like I've been married 4 times, twice to the same guy. And at the after I started to kind of click in, you know, it took a while. I knew that God wanted me to share my story of his faithfulness in my life. And yeah, so then I actually started to do what he said and wrote the book, you know, so not the book, but a book, and quit my job, you know, out of college, which I loved and I didn't want to, but I did finally. And then started, once the book came out in 2022, then started going and seeking and sharing this hope, because so many people are looking for hope.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you stress is extinguishing the lies of the enemy. Are there any specific ones that you focus on?
Well, I mean, for me, the lies are all in my head that are always circling around are involve my identity. You know, like, oh man, you're so dumb, or no one's going to listen to you, or all those things, because the enemy wants to keep us down. Like, I don't know if you know this, but he wants to keep us, you know, from doing what God is asking us to do. That's his goal. And I heard someone say, I think it was probably on Facebook, which by the way isn't all true, but it was a different Christian speaker, and she said, don't agree with the enemy. Don't agree with the enemy. And that hit me between the eyes, and I thought, yeah, that's not truth. I need to keep my head filled with what is true. So if I can deliver that, what God's telling me and what I'm reading, truth in his word, to women, make them laugh and have fun at the same time, I mean, what better job is there?
Well, okay, now this is a little bit different of an event. It'll be the first time you're doing this, but at previous events that you've spoken at, what have women told you after kind of being in that atmosphere of just kind of learning about freedom and getting the lies of the devil out of their life?
Yeah, I have women come up often, you know, to the book table or to the back of the room after and say, like, I feel like you get me. I feel like you understand. Because we think if we look around, and especially if you're on social media, and if you're looking at Instagram, you're a young girl and you're looking at Instagram, you're seeing all the people posting about their beautiful houses, you know, with the pumpkin on the porch and the wreath on the door, and you think that is real life? Sister, it's not. And if you went into that house, there's laundry on her couch just like your house. That's the truth. And we need to be really, like, I am really transparent and really vulnerable about my life. It's a freak show life. And I've screwed up so many times, but our God is not a God of shame. Our God is a God of forgiveness. Our God is encouraging us. He loves us. It's like women just want to know they're not alone. They're not the only one. That's what they need to know.
It's November 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, Aurora, Barrie, Wasaga Beach, and Huntsville, the Girls' Night Out, Living Life to the Fullest Tour, featuring Tess Scott, author of Listen, Sister. Tess, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you there.